hear children yelling in the background of horror films all the time. Films do this for a reason. They put creepy and unnormal sounds to set the scene and scare the audience. Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about the sound effects of horror films. Last time we talked about the child actors, but today we're going to be focusing on how, why, and what people do to make the sound effects to put horror movies together. The sound effects with guts, rib crushing, and bone breaking is dedicated to the zombie action type movies. For these kinds of movies, the lucky fruit that is used a lot is the watermelon, because it has many hidden sounds in it. They say you can use it for many violin sounds. By using a microphone, any microphone you have, you can use your phone too with your headphones, and having a watermelon, you can make any sound you'd like. This is kind of ASMR, if you know what I mean. People make sounds with food a lot. If you're making a zombie movie, you can use the insides of the watermelon as the guts. Or if you're making an action film, this fruit is also helpful. Other fruits and vegetables can also be very useful for other physical violence. You can use celery and other vegetables for bone breaking and skull crushing. That sounds very violent, but it's true. For ghost sounds, door creaking, etc., you can use your voice too. I know. I was thinking the same thing. Like, it might be hard for, like, making sound effects with your mouth, because you might not be able to do it good. Well, all you gotta do is just listen to the sound effect you're trying to imitate and copy it. It takes a few times to get it right because your brain is still developing how to imitate the sound. Now, I'm going to be talking about the science behind the sound effects of horror films. Some of the sounds aren't usually always unusual. According to Natalie Zarelli, the deep rumblings or high-pitched squeals signal danger almost, if not actually, instinctively. I think she's absolutely correct because the pitch of the sound is what signals our brain and makes us scared, which sets the mood for the scene of the horror movie. She also states distressed animal calls, woman screaming, and other non-linear sounds, which are irregular noises with large wavelengths, often found in nature, were used in The Shining and other movies to create an instinctual fear response. As recorded in the test subjects of a 2011 study at the University of California, subtle sound waves that give an adrenaline rush like a mini internal roller coaster. I definitely agree with him or her, because the different sound waves of each sound effect gives us the creepy vibes when watching a scary scene in the movie. And that's it, folks, the sound effects in horror films. I hope you found it interesting, and thank you for listening. See you next time.